Hi, I'm Kim.
Hi, I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens,
the podcast. This is a bonus episode. And Danae and I are both so sick.
So you can tell sick. In our husky voices. That's why we sound extra
We're seducing
sexy.
You.
You love it. We're sirens.
You're welcome. We will lead you to your death at sea.
In a cliff.
It's fine.
We're in Colorado. There's no seas here.
Yeah, you're safe.
You're
for
grounded,
now.
You're supported.
But don't go to the mountains, because that's where shit gets weird.
Yeah, we will maybe push you off a cliff.
I'm just saying. Anyways. Also, if we cough, because it's going to happen.
Potentially.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I'm
in
so
a Canadian
sorry.
Accident.
I promise I wasn't like, what that's how I say sorry. No.
Yeah.
No.
It's fine. So we're here for like a little mini baby tiny episode because we love
little
you
guy little
for
guy
Valentine's Day,
but we're just gonna go over some like little tidbit fun little factoids,
some creepy
for
facts
ya.
Because yeah. Obviously duh, like ew, who cares about love?
Let's go love over some doesn't
shit.
Exist I'm
it's
kidding
a fucking lie
I'm kidding I mean
same.
I want to know what love is. Okay, I'm done. Foreigner was fun.
Okay, tell me about your Valentine's Day creep fest that
so you
were gonna tell me.
What I was going to do was like pagan traditions, but I found pagan and Catholic were like some good traditions, just kind of like one of them is gonna be why red and white are the official colors.
Ooh, okay, blood.
And then kind of like why it became like Saint Valentine's, like how that
sure.
came along.
Okay.
So the sources I used were Waycar, which is kind of like a subsidy of PBS, and a podcast called Witch Wednesday.
Ooh, that's cute.
It's two ladies who identify as witches, and I thought that was kind of cool because
oh
I was
God.
Hearing it like straight from the horse's mouth.
I'm gonna immediately follow them.
So just a fun little paganism, because I'm not pagan, so I can't speak for it, but just like a little bit of background, it's more like a religion kind of based on like earth and
nature,
animals, nature, yeah. So
the
it's
cycles of the moon and the sun,
exactly,
and the seasons.
Exactly, something
sure.
that like we can absolutely get on board with.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are like pagan is like animal sacrifices, and
it's
like
not.
It's not, you know, like the satanic panic, you know, they're kind of like grouped yeah. together, although they're completely different. But I just
completely
kinda, they're completely different. This has been an ongoing thing for the last year of my life. Everyone's like, are you complaining? You guys have heard it.
We know it's completely different.
It's
okay, Kim, tell us about the complete difference.
Oh my god. So this one is kind of they didn't specify this one, but this is just a quick little fun thing.
Okay.
There's a tradition of, like, women will cover their eyes because they'll fall in love with the first man they see on Valentine's
Ew.
Day.
No.
So.
What if he's an uggo?
I mean, I think these are for, like, people that don't live with their significant other. Because I'll probably, I'm guessing, the first person I'll see on
no,
Valentine's
but, like, the
Day
the first
is
person I see is probably going to be an uggo. Like, straight out my
oh,
house.
That's how life is.
Yeah. And then you have to marry that man?
I mean, yeah.
No.
These are Danae,
these
they're
are the
rules.
Rules.
You have to follow them. You have to marry them.
I hate it.
Imagine that happening. I mean, either way, like, on Valentine's Day, the first person I'm going to see is either Keith or Ruger, and I'm okay with falling in love with either of those.
Okay, but if it wasn't that, then, like, the first person you see outside your house?
Probably.
Gross.
Yeah, no thank you. I'm good. I'm good on that. So, there's a festival of Lupercalia. And it's a Roman tradition where Valentines It was kind of celebrated the 13th through the 15th.
Yeah.
Other ones say it was celebrated on the 13th, the 14th, or the 15th. It's just kind of like...
It's like whatever.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so it was kind of like during that time. Yeah, exactly. And it was a festival, and it just kind of like honored the wolf saviors of the older rulers of Rome. There's like a story to go with it, but it's just kind of like these wolves saved these men from certain death.
Wait, the wolves, like, in the picture or the... sculpture where it's like there's like a wolf mother,
I think so, and then something like
the
that.
Guys are like suckling from the teats. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't, but we'll add that picture.
Okay, I'm gonna find it. It's like a real thing because, guys, I went to art school, so
wolf Danano's
mother,
what's up,
teats. I'm gonna Google it.
Okay,
continue.
1 second. Cough break.
Oh my god, the first thing on Google is wolf mother teats for sale.
Oh.
What does that even fucking mean? Should I click it?
No, you shouldn't, because it's body parts, so they'll be like, you'll be on a list.
Take a quick look.
All right. So, it was just kind of like honoring the wolves that saved these men. They would go into a cave and they would have a feast. And they would do an animal sacrifice.
Of what animal?
A sheep and a dog.
Okay.
And I hate that because it made me, like, sick. I was like, do we need to say... So, like, let's ignore that and pretend it's not. But they would put symbols of blood on their forehead. And then they would wash it off with goat's milk. And that's kind of, like, where the tradition of red and white came from. Is from the milk and the blood.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, red and white, you know. And obviously, pink's been thrown in there, but I'm just thinking that's mixture of the red and the white together. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they would strip down and take the hides off the animals that they had sacrificed.
This guy. See? They're suckling his teats. She's a wolf mother. And the Romans are suckling her teats.
I mean, she saved them, so.
Yeah.
You gotta do what you gotta do as a mom.
I think that's
what
we're talking about.
Yeah. That would make the most sense. Anyways, so they would strip down and they would take the hides off the animals and they would go, like, in a nice way, slap the women with the hides. And that was
in
just
a nice way?
In a nice way. Yeah. It stood for fertility and good luck. So they wanted to. They, like, the women would wait around for them.
It was like a soft slap?
Yeah. It wasn't like them being like.
They weren't trying to make marks.
Yeah. They were just trying to, like and it stood for fertility and good luck. And, like, women would wait.
You know, slap your butt for a little fertility.
I mean, that's what they say to do, I've heard. I'm kidding. It's rough out there.
It's real. It's science.
So, yeah. So, it was just fertility. And it makes you sad because it's like, what if a woman, like, didn't that year and then she had, like, fertility issues? Like, can you imagine?
Well, that'd be fucked up.
Yeah, that'd be so fucked up. Like, that would mess with people. And then during the singles would pick a name out of a jar and be matched with that person throughout the festival.
Oh, that's cute.
And if it was a, you know, they had to stay together during the festival, and if it worked out, it worked out. So,
okay.
So, Emperor.
So they had to, like, just hang out, and, like, the man had to, like, softly slap the woman.
No, it wasn't, like, the hide thing. It was just kind of, like, during the festival and, like, the feast and everything.
Okay.
You know, I didn't get too much into, like, what was done, but I just know it was, like, a festival, and I'm sure they were celebrating. And
they just kind of got coupled up and, yeah, like, had to hang out, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, and it was, like, for the single people, obviously.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah,
that's
so.
That's kind of fun.
You know?
Unless you got stuck
you
with, like, a
don't
weirdo.
Have Tinder, why not do yeah, jar in the, you know?
Jar
years ago.
Pick a single man.
So that was kind of like the pagan tradition, and I thought that was kind of cool. And then Emperor Claudius II executed two men named Valentine on February 14th. This was where in the Catholic, you know, they have saint, so it became Saint Valentine's. And this was to honor the men. So Claudius thought men would become better soldiers if they weren't married. So he outlawed marriage. And I know, right? And then the priest Valentine was like, fuck that. I'm gonna go
behind
his back.
We love love.
Yeah, so he got beheaded because he would still marry people. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a sacrifice. sacrifice.
Yes. So he just, they called him a martyr, and he was not. He was just trying to honor people being in love. So a lot of people didn't see it romantic until later on. A lot of people, like, put a lot of thought. They're, like, people were willing to, like, sacrifice for the love. So those were kind of like the, not anything I too mean, crazy, but of. Pagan and Catholic traditions, so.
That's interesting. I didn't know about the white and the blood. And the...
I mean, it's kind of like, a lot of traditions do come from paganism. Oh, yeah. Like the Christmas tree, that's a pagan thing.
Oh, yeah.
And trick-or-treating is also pagan, and I think it'd be cool to kind of get into that when we get to that time of year.
I think it's just, like, interesting how, like, we just, like, steal stuff from, like, witches and be like, also, we hate witches, and it's like...
Do you, though?
Y'all.
You thought their idea was pretty damn good, didn't you?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought those were kind of fun, and I was gonna do paganism, but I also thought the Catholic thing was kind of... super interesting, and
yeah,
I think it's really sad that men got executed because they believed in love.
They just wanted real, true love. Okay, well, that's cool. I'm gonna give you a little bit of a folklore situation on
love it
Valentine's Day. So this is kind of like a folklore tradition of superstition and graveyards and. You know, back in the day, people really just cared about, like, who the fuck you're going to marry. So...
That was your job. That was your only job. Just get married.
Just don't be a fucking spinster. Please.
I'm trying to not, Danae.
I know. You're trying your darndest.
I am trying my darndest. Every day.
Every day. A Valentine folklore that... You know, you kind of, like, want to find your husband or see, like, who he's going to be. So, back in the day, what you would do is you would go to a cemetery the night before Valentine's Day.
I almost did this one.
Oh, my God.
I'm so...
We should do Sorry. This. Should we do this?
Let's do it.
Let's run around a cemetery.
I'm so glad you did this one because it was like, I love this so much. Sorry. I was just like, oh my God, I read this. And right? I was like, I love this.
So okay. good. So you know, go to the cemetery on midnight the day before Valentine's Day. You run around said cemetery 12 times.
I saw it was a church too.
And a church. Okay. Maybe there's a church. We don't know. It's either one.
We live near church
and or cemetery.
We could do it.
We could try our darndest. And so if you do it properly, apparently, like, I don't know how you do it properly. You just, like, run around it 12 fucking times.
Do it 11 and a half.
You have to do it the whole time. It's like when you're in middle school and you have to run the mile, you better keep running.
The 5-minute mile.
Or, oh my God. A 5-minute mile? Did you do that?
We had to at one point. Remember, like,
Keith? I'm sorry, what middle school did you go to? A 5-minute mile?
One in Highlands Ranch.
No, that's like a fucking sprint.
It was.
Immediately now.
But it was like training for it. I was also really active. I know, you're like, Kim, were you? Remember me and Gold on the Ceiling?
There is not a moment in my life that I've ever been able to run a 5-minute mile. Like, I will just say that.
I had asthma and I did it.
Abuse. Anyways, so you go to the church, you run around, or the cemetery, sorry, run around it 12 times. If you do it properly, your future lover will appear as a ghost, just like in front of you. His face, his ghost body.
His ghost.
See, smell. Like, men didn't do this because, like...
Men weren't worried about getting married. They were just like, I'll find a bitch on the way.
Exactly. You know? So it was just women. So you had to, like, run around in your fucking 12 petticoats. So, other people believe that you would see omens. So you could, like, I don't know, basically decide if this is actually going to be your lover or maybe perhaps not. You could also... throw marigolds in the path of your potential, like the man that you were like, ooh, I want to marry him. You could just like throw some marigolds in his path if you wanted.
The sexiest flower.
The sexiest. It's so cute. and, like, hope that he loves you back. There's also sort of...
Is it, like, the Ariel thing? Like, I don't know him, but he's hot, so...
So it's fine. Yeah. And then you could also pin bay leaves to a pillow or place a slice of wedding cake beneath your pillow.
Oh, that sounds messy.
It sounds really messy.
I mean...
To encourage...
I'm sorry, are you trying to get married or are you trying to be a spinster? Come on, commit. Also, like, wedding cake is extremely expensive, so...
And not even good.
Does birthday cake count?
I don't know. Do the witches of the husbands care?
Can we use fake cupcakes?
Potentially. So you could maybe, like, place the wedding cake beneath your pillow, and then maybe it would kind of, like, encourage dreams to come forth so that you could also, like, see your husband.
Okay.
Your future husband. Just, like, stupid. But whatever. Or, this is my favorite one. You could mash up leeks and earthworms.
Oh.
And just, like, eat that mixture. And strengthen up your failing relationship.
I don't want to fix anything if that's what it comes to.
Yeah, it's a no for me. Final thing.
All right.
So people would hold, like, little banquets to celebrate their love. Like, it'd be like, yay, it's a love party. And what you could do was they would... Kind of like in the same sense of like a jack-o'-lantern, they would carve radishes into these love lanterns, and you would hollow them out similar to a jack-o'-lantern, and then you'd light.
But it'd have like a nice face, not like a...
I guess, like, it would have like a love face, and then it would like light up, and you would hold them in your like bouquet of love, and that would kind of be like a... I don't know, like, sort of, like, symbol to bring love to you.
Okay.
So that was also a weird little thing that they did back in the day. It's kind of, like, spooky, but, like,
it just makes you wonder. It makes you wonder, like, where it comes from. You know what I mean? Like, because some of it you're like,
You're like, why, though?
Yeah, why bay leaves?
Why? Well, bay leaves are also, like, used in witchcraft. If you ever want to... like, bring something into your life or something, like, an easy spell is to, like, write it on a bay leaf and then burn said bay leaf.
I actually, like, have never heard of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. You can also use bay leaves in, like, soups and stuff.
I use them in chili, so, yeah. So I was like, why bay leaves? I mean...
But you can put intention behind it. I think that's kind of, like, the... Mostly a lot of the point of witchcraft is, like, the intention behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put an intention behind your little radish of love, then maybe your
husband... Nothing is hotter than radishes.
I fucking love a radish of love. So, that's, you know, some weird little Valentine's things.
I'm just hoping by Valentine's Day you and me are not coughing like crazy.
Maybe we should make... A radish of love.
We should have a radish of love.
Oh my god, that'd be so cute.
I know. And then we'd be like, we'd pass it off every week, and I'd be like, here's our radish of love, Danae.
Oh my god, I love it. All right. Well, here's your spooky Valentine's things.
Yeah.
Take it with you.
Romantic holiday based on somebody getting beheaded and women having to chase after men, because that's how it is, I guess.
The patriarchy.
But if you want to follow us on Instagram, we'll post pictures from this to kind of just, like, segue.
Just so you know.
So we're Mysterious Mavens Pod at on Instagram. And then if you
want to email us, you can email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
You can tell us stories or... Tell us other traditions. Yeah. We'd love to hear it.
Send us a picture of your love radish.
Yes, please. I really want to see that. Actually, I'm not even going to lie. Adorable. Yeah. It's kind of like the cutest thing ever. So. Yeah. All right. Bye.